Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City Branch. Subject to credit approval, terms apply.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everybody. Today is Free Ride Friday, so make sure you hang on to the end of the episode so you can hear who won this week's free ride to the $100 MBA training and community. Every Friday, we do a random draw with everybody who's left us an iTunes rating and review. So if you want to win a free ride, just drop us an iTunes rating and review, and you enter our weekly random draw. That's over 180 video lessons, interviews with experts, workbooks, a community forum, and a whole lot more. It's our way to say thank you for showing your support for the show. Speaking of the show, let's get into it. Hey-o! Welcome to the $100 MBA Show, the business podcast that knows you only want the good stuff, so we give it to you straight with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And in today's lesson, you will learn, does my business need a physical office? Does it need a physical space? Or can you run your business completely virtually? This is a very popular discussion, especially if you're running an online business. Are there advantages to having a physical office? Is it a necessity to take it to the next level? Or are there big businesses that run completely virtually? And if they do, how do they do it and be successful at the same time? We get into all the details in today's episode. So let's get down to business. Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show is sponsored by Media Temple. For years, the Media Temple's grid service has been the web hosting choice of more designers, developers, and creative professionals than any other platform. That's because a single grid account can host anything from your portfolio site to 100 different client projects. And the grid is ready for anything, hundreds of servers working together to make sure your site is always online, even if you suddenly hit the front page of Reddit. And as a special discount to $100 MBA Show listeners, use promo code MBA25 for 25% off web hosting. Go to mediatemple.net, enter promo code MBA25, and get your exclusive discount. I want to preface by saying that if you're an online business, this lesson is primarily for you. If you have a physical business, a brick and mortar business, having an office in the back of your store, this is an easy thing to do. This is not something you have to think about. You can carve out some space to have an office where you can have meetings, where you can plan, where you can actually do the work that you need to do. Now, if you're an online business, meaning that all your business is being done online, whether through your website or through coaching or through your services. Even if you're an events company where you throw live events, the actual business transaction happens on your website. So let's talk about this. There are online businesses, obviously, that have physical offices. You know, Facebook is a huge online business and they have offices around the world. So does Google. But there's also very successful online businesses that are completely virtual. So let's go through some of the advantages and disadvantages of each choice. Let's start with a physical office. First of all, with a physical office, if you have an online business, you're going to have to rent out a space. This is an extra cost on your business. And depending on where you're located, this could be quite expensive. If you're in a major city like San Francisco, New York, LA, having a small office for your business and your employees may cost you a pretty penny every single month. There's also other costs like utilities, you know, furnishing your actual office, and the running costs that go into having a physical space. So just keep that in mind. There are costs involved here. There are many successful businesses that started out small and had a physical office. One that comes to mind is Wistia. Wistia is the web hosting company that we like to use. Even when they're very small, a small team of 4, 5, 6 people, they had a physical office, and that worked for them. And the reason why it works, and here are some of the advantages of a physical office, is that running a team, managing a team face-to-face, in person, is easier. It's more effective. There's nothing like the personal contact. You can help people very easily. You can look over somebody's shoulder and train them very easily. You can praise and manage people a lot more effectively as well. So having a physical office has its advantages. It's easier to manage people. It's easier to run a team. And it kind of just happens naturally. It's not something that you really need to be super conscious of. So what about a virtual office? Now, first of all, if you have a virtual office, the cost is very, very low. And when I say a virtual office, that means all your teammates, all your employees work from home, basically. They work from wherever they're located. And all they really require is a laptop and an internet connection. Now, there might be some small costs like providing your employees with the right software, but overall, a virtual office is pretty low cost. Now, where you pay or where the challenges are with a virtual office is that you need to be conscious of communicating with your teammates always. They're not in the same space as you. So you need to constantly have a system where people check in, where people have a chance to ask questions, where you have meetings, whether that's using Skype or Google Hangouts. And I can share with you what we do here at the $100 MBA and everything that we do in our businesses, because we run on a virtual office. We have a team of 9 people, and everybody is in a different location, except for Nicole and I. We're together here in San Diego, and we have employees here in the States and around the world. But we like to use some tools like Slack. Slack is a great communication tool for quick questions and answers. We use Google Drive a lot and Google Calendars to organize different dates and different files and organizing procedures for everybody's role. And of course, we use Skype for regular meetings with our employees. Now, it has its challenges because you, again, have to make sure you make an effort to communicate with everybody on your team. When you have a physical office, it's a lot easier just to call a group meeting. Let's call, you know, a team meeting. Everybody comes into the conference room and you just address everybody's needs, right? You address everything that's going on. Everybody gets the message. Now, you could do that with email, but you have to ensure they're actually reading the email. You make sure that they have a chance to ask questions. And you kind of have to deal with people one-on-one. And one of the strategies that Nicole and I use when it comes to running a virtual office or a virtual team is we divvy up responsibilities. So Nicole manages certain employees and I manage certain employees. And we actually just call them teammates. We don't actually call them employees because we really feel like every single person on the team contributes to the success of our businesses. Now, the question that may be on your mind, what if your team grows beyond, let's say, 10, 15 people? Can you still stay virtual? Now, as your team grows, it gets more and more difficult, definitely. But it is doable. And the point here is that you need to start empowering other people. You need to start hiring or promoting managers in your business. Now, we're a team of 9, but we do have another manager other than Nicole and I. Her name is Cindy, and Cindy really helps us manage aspects of our business while we're away and also when we are overwhelmed with other things in our business. Now, if you grow beyond that, like say 50 employees, you may want to start considering a physical office, at least as a home base, and you could split it. Of course, you can do both. You can have a physical space, and then you can have a virtual space. Maybe your managers will be in the physical space, and the other teammates will be working virtually from wherever they are. Guys, I got more on today's topic, but before that, I got to give love to today's sponsor, Vistaprint. Right now, Vistaprint.com is offering an amazing offer to $100 MBA listeners. That's 500 business cards for just $9.99 when you enter promo code MBA at checkout. Nicole and I have been using Vistaprint for a very long time, and we use them for all our printing needs. In fact, if you want to look at the business card that I made for myself, you can go to today's show notes. We have a picture of it, and we used Vistaprint to make these cards. What I love about Vistaprint is that they are dedicated to help the small business owner like you and I. They make it easy for you to create personalized business cards as well as other printed materials. And they absolutely guarantee you'll love their products every time or they'll make it right. So it's kind of obvious I love Vistaprint and I want you to try them. So go to Vistaprint.com and use promo code MBA to get 500 business cards starting at just $9.99. That's 50% savings off the regular site price. There are tons of layouts and design options. So head on over to Vistaprint.com and enter MBA at checkout to get this great deal of 500 business cards for only $9.99. Guys, I want to wrap up this lesson with my advice with where to start. If you're just starting out with a new online business, I would keep it virtual. I would keep your team as small as possible right now to keep costs down and keep it virtual. And you can grow your team at a slow, steady pace. and hire only when you need to. The best advice I got when I got started, and I got to give a shout out to Antonio Centeno. He's the one who gave me this piece of advice, and it's create systems for your business before you grow. And that means having a procedure for every single task that you do in your business. Because eventually you're going to have to pass on all the things that you do to a new employee. At the start, you do everything, right? But you can't do that forever. It's not sustainable. You have to focus on other things. So while you're still small, even though it takes time, even though you know it like the back of your hand, create a document, create a system of how everything is done so that when you pass it on, you can train it to somebody else. You could do videos, you could do screenshots, or it can even just be a Word doc. The point is that prepare for growth. So when you do hire somebody, you have some documentation to pass on to them and say, hey, this is how we do business here. This is how we do this task. Take a look at it, give it a shot, and ask me questions if you have any. This has worked brilliantly for us. And interestingly enough, Cindy, the manager I spoke to you about earlier, when we gave her these procedures, as she grew as an employee, she improved these procedures and she made them better. And then when we had new employees come in, she trained them up on these great new procedures. So starting with something, even if it's not perfect, any procedure is better than nothing. All right, guys, that wraps up today's lesson. I hope you enjoyed it. But today is Free Ride Friday, so I got to give away a free ride to the $100 MBA training and community. So let's see who won this week's free ride. This week's winner is KJ18. KJ18 says, best 10-minute daily business lessons ever, 5 stars. Wow, where do I start? I've been listening to your show and it just gets better and better. Omar is so precise and analytical. He does such an amazing job teaching and keeping his 10-minute episodes BS-free. Fun and upbeat, but never lacking in huge amounts of knowledge and resources. I can honestly say that I don't think I've ever spent a better 10 minutes in my life than with you and your show. And hopefully soon, because of you and your help, I'll be starting my own business. Smiley face. Omar, you are the Michael to my Jordan, and Nicole, you are like the contacts to my eyeballs. Thank you so much to you too for everything you do. Keep it up. Thank you, KJ18, and welcome to the $100 MBA training and community. Your mission is to email us at contact@100mba.net so we can hook you up with the free ride to the $100 MBA training and community. Guys, thank you all for your amazing ratings and reviews. Every week, you enter our weekly random draw to win a free ride by just leaving us an iTunes rating and review. So if you have not done it yet, go ahead and do that now. And make sure you subscribe to the $100 MBA show so you get all our episodes automatically and get our backlog as well, because we're well past 300 episodes now and iTunes only displays 300 episodes at a time. So make sure you subscribe to get all the episodes. All right, guys, I want to leave you with this. One of the most common attributes of very successful entrepreneurs is that they see things before they actually happen. They have a strong belief in what they're building. And when you have that strong belief, you know that you will grow. You know that your business will be bigger. And therefore, it's not a waste of time for you to plan for growth, to do these procedures I talked about earlier. You feel like it's inevitable. I will grow. It will happen. It's just a matter of time. I need to put in the work. So make sure you continue to have that vision. Make sure you have that belief in what you do. If you don't feel 100% about the project you're working on, you need to reconsider what you're doing. When Nicole and I started the $100 MBA show, which is a little over a year now, we had this strong belief that this show is unique, it's different, it's our calling. This is what we've been working on, even when we didn't know we were working on it. It's a culmination of all our skills and our experiences. So even when things were difficult at the start, and even after the start, we kept on pushing through because we just saw it. We just saw that this could be something really special. And I'm really thankful that we did. So keep that vision strong as a leader of your business. All right, guys, I'll check you in tomorrow's episode. Q&A weekends. I'll see you then. Take care.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.